Hello, loves. Welcome to the Live Your Freedom Now podcast. I'm Megan Colleen Johnson, and this podcast is dedicated to discussing dominant cultural narratives and beliefs, what I call dominant dogma, how this keeps you from thriving in life and business, and how to overcome that dogma by living your freedom now. While this path sounds clean and straightforward, the truth is, life and being human is messy. So around here, we value the both and. We'll hold space for where you're at and honor the freedom you'd like to see and feel within yourself. Hit subscribe to stay updated. And for more information about me, my work, and to download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation, head to megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. Hello, hello, free thinker. Before we dive in, I want to remind you that my brand new book, which corresponds with this podcast, is available in paperback and hardcover. This book is your field guide for discovering your true self, and you can purchase it on my website, megscolleen.com, or snag your copy on Amazon by searching Live Your Freedom Now. Okay, let's get started. Today, I am writing to you from my dining room table. It's currently deliciously foggy outside, so to match the mood, I have an English breakfast tea on the table to my left. And as per usual, I also have my water bottle with me, various textbooks scattered around me, and my pup is sleeping on the couch, keeping an eye on me as I work. Due to a recent amount of stress and internal processing, my health has been a bit up and down lately, so I've chosen to stay comfy in leggings, warm socks, and a cozy but presentable sweater, so I'm prepped for coaching calls this afternoon. I feel grounded, relaxed, and yet tender. My nervous system has been going through a lot, and I'm very present to that today. As I pause to notice my inner and outer worlds, I encourage you to do the same. Notice where you are. Notice the walls around you or the nature around you. Notice the colors, the textures, any sounds that are present. And notice any emotions that are present in your system. Not judging anything that you're finding or labeling it as good or bad. Simply noticing it, saying hello. In this practice, work to allow all parts of yourself and your experience to the table. Allow them and you just as you are in this moment. This is a practice of freedom that you can utilize at any time. In today's episode, I am exploring the dominant dogma, I need a clear path. First, a quick reminder of what dominant dogma is. Dominant dogma is a term I coined to encompass all the cultural narratives and beliefs, which externally and subsequently internally as adaptive strategies tell you who you're supposed to be, how to do it, and what you need to buy to live that out. Now, according to attachment research, today's dominant dogma is primarily rooted in fear. Time and time again, I see this proven within my own client work, as clients show up with a craving to move forward, but also feel a fear of choosing the wrong thing, a fear of failure, a fear of not being good enough, a fear of change, and a fear of loss. Each of these fears keep them from taking next steps forward. They want a clear, sturdy, and secure path forward. Before I dive into how to navigate these fears, first and foremost, I want to remind you that whatever fear comes up for you regarding wanting a clear path forward, it is so valid. And also, when you make a choice, when you take an action, when you put one foot in front of the other as you journey through your unique path, you don't know what the outcome will be. None of us do. This can be an incredibly painful and fearful fact to face. It's why many folks never move beyond their current circumstances and even develop harmful coping strategies instead. However, this unknowing, this mystery, is also part of the beauty of being alive. We don't know the path forward, and because we don't know, anything is possible. Instead of trying to ensure you are on the right path and doing the right things, I want to explore how you can be with whatever fear comes up for you so that you can stop waiting for a clear path and instead make aligned decisions for you right here and now. It's time to engage with the unknown aspects of life from a place of groundedness, exploration, and self-trust. Three tips to overcome decision-making fear. As we've established, making decisions can be intimidating, especially when the stakes are high and the outcome is uncertain. We've all experienced that feeling of uncertainty, doubt, and fear when facing important choices. My goal with these three tips is to help you understand the psychology behind your fear so that you can navigate it and embrace the freedom beyond needing a clear path. Tip number one. Recognize and acknowledge your fear. Fear is a natural human emotion that can either motivate or paralyze you. When faced with a decision, it's important to recognize and acknowledge the fear influencing your thoughts and feelings. Take a moment to identify the specific fears coming up for you. Are you afraid of making the wrong choice? Fearful of change or the unknown? Worried about what others might think. Once you acknowledge your fears, you can better understand their impact on your decision-making process. Often when working with my clients, I encourage them to personify their fear. If your fear was a person, place, or thing, what would it be? Who does it sound like? When you talk to them, what do they have to say? By envisioning your fear as a person or an object, you can sometimes learn new things about it and befriend it in new ways. If you need help with this, a great place to start is my free ecotherapy meditation on my website. You can access this through the link in the show notes or head to megscolleen.com. Tip number two, mindfulness and self-compassion. Expanding on the first tip, mindfulness and self-compassion are powerful tools to help us manage fear and make better decisions. Mindfulness involves being present in the moment without judgment. And self-compassion involves treating ourselves with kindness and understanding. When choosing the next step on your path, practice mindfulness by bringing your attention to the present moment, rather than getting lost in worry about the future or regret about the past. Notice your thoughts and emotions without judgment, and allow them to pass without getting attached to them. This can help you gain clarity and make decisions from a place of groundedness and calm instead of fear. If you need help with this, a great place to start is with my free grounding meditations on Insight Timer. You can access these at the link in the show notes. Tip number 3. Gather information and tune into your intuition. At times, fear can arise from uncertainty and lack of information. While we can never fully know the outcome of our choices and of life, we can take time to gather information and tune into what our intuition has to say. In this tip, I encourage you to take time to research and gather all the necessary information about the options you are considering on your journey. Make a list of pros and cons for each option, and notice how you feel about each choice. This process can help you gain a clearer understanding of the risks and benefits associated with each choice, which can help, to some degree, alleviate fear on your journey. As you engage with this exercise, remember, possibility always exists beyond your comfort zone. Try to tune in to what paths feel stretchy and empowering, what paths feel safe and comfortable, and what paths feel risky and out there. Often, I find that people feel most alive and purposeful when they have a balance of all three paths. It's important to have some things in life that are secure and safe, while also encouraging yourself to extend beyond your comfort zone. Additionally, having an area of life where you can really let go and be reckless can be important too. The key is noticing what a healthy balance looks like for you. This leads us to the freedom beyond needing a clear path, self-trust, and exploration. Ultimately, life and the many choices it requires us to make is an invitation to self-trust, exploration, and collaboration with one's inner self, those around you, and the universe. Life is messy. It's wild, it's creative, and it's unpredictable. This can be a beautiful gift. The more you cultivate deep self-trust, the more you can trust your unique path and enjoy it as an exploratory journey. And that is where I'm going to leave you today. In 2 weeks, I will share a bit more about the freedom beyond needing a clear path by offering the symbol of a labyrinth, which I'm so excited about, and I cannot wait to share it with you. Additionally, I want to remind you that my new book, which corresponds with this podcast, is available for purchase. This book is your field guide for discovering your true self, and you can purchase it on my website, megscolleen.com, or snag your copy on Amazon by searching Live Your Freedom Now. I'm sending you all so much love, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Freedom is yours. Thank you for joining me for another Live Your Freedom Now podcast episode. If you enjoyed this episode, I'm always so grateful for a 5-star rating, and you can learn more about me, my work, and download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation at megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. I'll see you next time, and as always, freedom is yours.